magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for four summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm hanging in there. That's
good.
I can't explain my situation, but hanging in there.
Good.
We have a ton to get to today. It's going to be mostly college football. I do want to touch on a couple of things. I started thinking early this morning that I might change my G5 pick. Ramona, you love when I change things. In my top 35 rankings, I have Liberty as my G5 team.
Your team rankings?
Yes, yes.
Again?
Well, we're getting really close now.
Yeah, really close.
And look, we say again, but I've really only made like one or two changes, and in the whole February. I did this back in February, and the only real change I made was when Rutz left, decided to screw with the honor code at BYU. That's the only real change I made.
You made another one after that.
No, that caused...
You added Indiana
or something. That change caused the other change. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
I had to make the...
I understand. Now you're making another change.
Well, so there hasn't really been any changes other than Retzlaff decided not to honor the BYU honor code.
Did they kick him out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and for all intents and purposes, they kicked him out. He was going to be suspended for like the first 7 or 8 games of the season, which meant the whole year. So he had to go out.
So he's out anyway.
Yeah, like I said, he should have read that honor code more thoroughly before he ever went to BYU. It's just a bad choice. It's a bad choice. You can't be an 18 to 22-year-old male and signing on for that. It just...
Yeah, when he saw it said honor code,
yeah.
Before he read it, should have thought, what of all the things?
Right, he should have been,
can I sign this for?
Yeah, what do they say, fine-tooth comb? He should have really fine-tooth combed that honor code.
Print.
Yeah, made sure of what he was doing. But now he's in a place where, again, you get rewarded for the conduct that he got booted for at Tulane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get bonus points for extra women at Tulane.
You do?
Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
it works the exact opposite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this morning, and here was my thought process. And it's sort of funny because Kwok and Ben bumped right up against this thing on my thoughts today. But who's the most underrated football player in America? You can tell me, who's the most underrated player in America? Who's the guy who's just not, no one is talking about? Who is that guy? Who is that guy? Now, you can come up with all sorts of names, all right? You can come up from all sorts of names from all sorts of conferences. But I gave Kwok a couple of hints at my guy, and he hit it first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think the most underrated player in America... You know, Ramon, I just saw an article flash up from that Godfather of AI again. The Godfather of AI reveals the only way humanity can survive super intelligent AI. This is what we were talking about before.
Claude?
Yeah, this guy is back. And he's saying the only way humanity can survive it. Maybe we'll get to that later. In any case, the most underrated player in America. Let me see if the text line has any early entries. Tech said Capehart. Yeah, look, I think Capehart's going to be good, but I don't think the most underrated player in America. I think that the most underrated Dexter 940 says Ramona, just be glad Walt doesn't have a 10-team tie for 35. That's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
So, I think the guy who's not getting any praise at all. Is not getting any love before this season. And I think he's sort of a dark horse Heisman candidate. Tech said Isaac Brown, that's a good call. Tech said Gunnar Stockton, good calls. Mr. Fender's writing me about the BYU honor code. Of course he is. No, Mr. Fender, that would be his focus. But I would say that the most underrated, undervalued player in America, Texas 678 says Mendoza. These are all good names. But I got a different name. My name is Blake Horvath, the quarterback for Navy. I think people forget how good Horvath was last year. He got hurt late in the year, and he couldn't throw the ball. He couldn't throw anymore. This was a guy who all year was throwing and running. Late in the year, he couldn't throw. Remember, he played Notre Dame, and at that point, he couldn't even hold the ball. Remember? He was that injured. He couldn't throw. He couldn't hold the football. But remember, he still had like a 65-yard touchdown run against Notre Dame. That was still a game early. And again, Horvath was so banged up at the end of the year with his injuries that he was a dual threat, a true dual threat quarterback at Navy, but at the end of the year, he was too banged up to deliver the mail. But he's not banged up now. It's a year later, he's a year stronger, and his mates are all returning. All the dudes that he had the success with all season are returning. I think Navy wins that league. I think Navy wins at Memphis. I think the only game Navy might lose is at Notre Dame. And I'll say they lose that game, but I think they're going to compete against Notre Dame this time around. I don't think they're going to get blown out. I think they're going to compete against Notre Dame. Now, we'll find out. I mean, you still have to find a way to stop Jeremiah Love and that bunch. So, you know, maybe not. maybe that just still is just a bridge too far for them. But in terms of the rest of that schedule, I think they run the whole thing. I think they go 11-0 against the rest of that schedule. I think they win every game, and I think they wind up 11-1 with the only loss being at Notre Dame. And if they somehow can stay in contact at Notre Dame, you know, and say lose 34-24 or something of that sort and win all the rest of their games, who's keeping Navy out as the G5 team? You know what I mean? Who would not vote for them? What on earth are you doing in there, Ramona? What are you doing? You cleaning up? What are you doing in there?
There's water here.
Water.
I don't know how it got here, but I'm cleaning it up. I want to clean it up.
Dexter said underrated ex-Cal quarterback. Yeah, that's a good call as well. Austin said Navy's a sleeper college football playoff contender from the G5. It's exactly right. It's what I'm talking about. I think it's Navy. Texter says, go Army, beat Navy. Here we go. Go Army, beat Navy. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. We had some Army-Navy talk in segment one on Road Rage on a Wednesday. Is this a Wednesday? So I'm really high on Navy. I'm really high on Blake Horvath. I think he's like a dark, super dark horse Heisman candidate. I mean, if this dude somehow goes 11-1 and he makes that game at Notre Dame competitive, who knows? Who knows? Dexter said Arch Manning is pretty underrated. Laugh out loud. Yeah. Probably, you know, maybe one of the most publicized players in college football history, right? But I love Horvath of Navy. I think people don't remember how good he was before he got hurt. And I think a healthy Blake Horvath with all of his mates back, I think it's going to be really difficult to beat. So, Ramona, Navy. I'm moving Navy on up, Ramona. I'm moving Navy on up. Now, tell me this, Ramona. Reel me this, Batman. Where do I have Liberty in the top 35? They're like 30 or something, aren't they? 30, 31,
Let me get that. Give
32.
Me 1 second.
Yeah, you take your time.
Got water on the mouth.
Yeah, I see you're busy in there cleaning or, again, mopping up or whatever. What do you mean water? Did you spill water? What?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's just random pool of water.
I guess. I'm okay. Cleaning it up.
Okay, so.
Give me 1 sec.
Okay.
Well, the mouse has water on it, so I want to make sure.
Oh, the mouse does too. So who are you blaming for that?
I don't know. Somebody before me.
Well, the person directly before you was one of the higher-ups, right? That was Ben Milstead in there.
Yeah.
Ben Milstead spilling water all over?
I don't know. Could have been sitting there for a while.
So he missed the great Ramona Pond in there. He didn't see it at all. You sure you didn't spill something just now?
I'm absolutely positive, Walt. We can't make this about me here.
Oh, we can't. You're in there with paper towels all over.
It.
Instead of
there's
being
water
doing your
everywhere.
So we can't make this about you.
Yeah, there was puddles of water.
Puddles. Actually puddles on the table.
It was dripping from somewhere.
Dripping. We have dripping water. Where's it coming from? On the ceiling? Did you look up above you? Did you check the ceiling?
So that we can get you talking about something else besides me now. All right.
Austin's going to the Army-Navy game. How about that? He's going to the Army-Navy game. It's go Army, baby. I got two high school teammates playing for Army. That's my, you know what? I don't have many items on a bucket list. First of all, I don't want a bucket list. But
okay. But
on that bucket list is definitely Army-Navy. You know.
You want to know where you have Navy?
No. I want to know where I have Liberty.
32,
which is what I said. Okay. I have them at 32. Who do I have? I'll tell you what. Who do I have from 20 to 25?
Kansas is 20. Okay. 21 is
Clemson
Nebraska.
Jeff said I thought you were going with Haynes King. Yeah, I think Haynes King is to the point where he's not under as – I don't know if you can call him underrated anymore. I think he's getting a lot of attention and love, and I think rightfully so. I think McElroy had him as his 10th best quarterback in the country the other day. I think I saw that. I'm sorry, Ramona. You said what? What was that you said? I was listening to every word. It was just
You asked me for something, and then you don't listen. I mean, I got to see if I tried to talk and you weren't listening. But if you're going to ask me something, wait for the answer before you change over to somebody else.
God forbid you yell fire.
20 is Kansas.
Kansas.
I'll get out.
Yeah.
If I yell fire, I'm getting out. If you just want to sit and ignore me, then that's
well, I'm more worried that you might drown, apparently, according to what you're saying.
No, I think I got it all.
Yeah, okay, good.
20 is Kansas.
Yeah.
21 is Nebraska.
Hmm.
22 is Alabama. 23 is Michigan.
It would be great to dump Alabama and put Navy in.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? That's what I'm doing.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Are we good to move
yes. We're dumping Alabama. We're dumping Alabama.
Let's
and we're putting
it.
Navy in. Put Navy in for Alabama, and then
no more changes.
Okay, no more changes.
No,
so Alabama,
that accomplished
so we don't even put Alabama in the top 35. The Alabama people
we can make Alabama 36 and change it to a 36 plus.
Okay, give them a tie at 35. Put Bama in a tie at 35. The Bama people already hate me, so they're really gonna love this. Okay. We're dumping Bama for Navy.
That'll make it amusing.
Yes.
If I got to change it, I might as well be amused by it.
That's exactly right. Texas said, y'all have people's champ mountain stuff on your roof out there. That's right. That's exactly right. Where is he? He may be right. It may be people's champ, Ramona. He may be back causing trouble again. Could be the case. Texas said, Walt, we all want to see 12 Navy at number 5 Georgia or something to that effect. Intriguing. Yeah, I think it would be. I think it would be. And especially if Navy proves they can compete against Notre Dame this year. And I think a healthy Horvath, they can. Look, Notre Dame's going to score. They're going to move the ball. They're going to run the ball. And it's going to be hard for Navy to stop Notre Dame. But I think Navy can give Notre Dame's offense some trouble. Their defense some trouble. If Horvath is fully healthy, again, he was basically completely limited by the time they got to Notre Dame. All he could do is run. And he couldn't even hold the ball. Remember, he had trouble holding snaps and things. You know, that's how messed up he was. Well, he's not messed up anymore. So let's friggin' go.
So we changed Alabama to 35.
Yes.
They're tied with Georgia Tech.
Well, I you know what? If Georgia Tech plays Alabama on a neutral field, I'm taking Georgia Tech. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Walt Eptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris Built Accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way. Any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
Your fantasy draft is here. The Smack Talk is starting, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar. The countdown is on. 17 days. Until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Clemson takes a shotgun, snap, wants to throw. Underneath, pass it complete. That's going to be Moore. Turns it up to 15, to 10, 5. Touchdown. It's another big first quarter for Clemson. 2 seconds left in the quarter. It's 16-0.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Raul Malo of the Mavericks. Ramona, you have a soggy mouse issue? Did your mouse go swimming?
No, I got it fixed now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I was having issues with it.
You able to blow dry the mouse? Were you?
Okay. Yeah.
I just saw this. You want to know how the world of athletics is changing? We've already seen what's happened at Texas Tech, right? How about this? Kansas targets football upgrades, new revenue from $300 million gift. The University of Kansas, that university has received an unprecedented $300 million gift from donor David Booth, believed to be among the largest single gifts in the history of college athletics. And largest in school history. Kansas plans to allocate $75 million of Booth's gift toward launching the second phase of its ongoing transformation of the David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium and construction of the surrounding Gateway District, KU Athletic Director Travis Goff told ESPN. Though school officials have not revealed a timetable for construction and completion of Phase 2, the funds will allow Kansas to move forward with renovating the east side of the stadium after the 2025 football season. The remainder of Booth's gift will establish an annual additional revenue stream for Kansas athletics, Goff said. I'd say it's transformative and a game changer, Goff told ESPN. You think? This gift makes an immediate impact on our top priority in a profound way and also provides us with an incredible revenue stream that gives us a chance to really invest in unique ways in the future of Kansas athletics. Kansas had already invested $450 million in the first phase of the Gateway District project, which included an overhaul of the southwest, west, and north sides of the stadium and a major renovation of the Anderson Family Football Complex. Stadium construction got underway at the end of the 2023 season and will be completed in time for the Jayhawks season opener later this month. The second phase of the Gateway District project would also bring the development of a new hotel, outdoor event plaza, student housing, retail restaurant spaces, and parking located east of Kansas Memorial Stadium. The total cost of Phase 2, finishing the stadium in the mixed-use development, is estimated to be $360 million. Lawrence City Commissioners voted Tuesday night to approve a package of financial and tax incentives worth around $94 million to further support the project. By the way, this dude started the project, David Booth, in 2018, the Lawrence, Kansas native, previously provided a foundational gift of $50 million in 2017 to kick off the renovations of Memorial Stadium. But the university didn't move forward with its renovations its more than 100-year-old stadium until Goff and Chancellor Douglas Girard announced plans for the Gateway District in 2022. So this guy's actually donated $350 million, but $300 million right here in one chunk. He is a KU grad and the founder of global investment firm Dimensional Fund Advisors. You know, Ramon, if I ever want to know where to invest my money, I guess I ought to call this guy. If this dude's raking in that kind of money that he can just donate $300 million to Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not to Texas or Ohio State or Clemson. No, to Kansas. Kansas. So we've seen this at Texas Tech, and now we're seeing it at Kansas. Yes, the game of football is changing, and again, maybe not in a good way. And by the way, this is not really similar to the Texas Tech situation. The Texas Tech situation is sort of unique. You're an ex-football player who has hit it big in the oil industry, who just wants to buy every player possible and thinks he should be able to and doesn't want any of the rules changed. This guy doesn't sound like he's, you know, other than getting his name on the stadium, he doesn't sound like he's, there's no Jerry Jones element to this guy. It doesn't sound like. On the other hand, when you give $300 million to somebody, you do expect some sort of say.
Yeah. The community around the stadiums.
Right.
All the streets named after.
Right. That and who knows. You know, he said, There was an element in here. There was one line in here about what he gets back. Where was it? Here it is. He said, one of life's greatest privileges is being able to give back to the people and places that gave you so much, Booth said in a statement. KU and Lawrence are a big part of my story, and it means a lot to support the community that invested in me. Philanthropy, like investing, pays dividends over time. Okay, so he does have some ulterior motivation there. I don't know exactly how it all comes back to him. It's $300 million. But he said, each gift compounds, creating opportunities not just for today, but for years to come. This is really about the future we're building. Okay. Yeah, we need to call him. We need to find out what exactly this dude's investing in other than Kansas, because apparently he knows what he's doing. Right. Apparently he's very good at whatever it is he's doing. So save this little article. Put a little note to contact him later. All right. We have a ton of things to get to. The Mets, Ramona, actually beat the Braves last night.
Uh-oh.
They
Somebody had to win.
That's true. Somebody had to win. But the Mets actually won 13. Hey. The Mets actually won 13-5.
Okay.
But what? It got hairy. All right. It was 5-1 Mets, and then the Braves tied it at 5.
Oh no. In the fourth inning.
Right. I said, no, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I tapped out right there. and then later on, I bumped in on Alexa to the Mets hitting another home run and taking an 8-5 lead, and then they added to that, you know. So we'll see. You know, hey Ramona, my guy Alvarez, the one that the idiot Mets sent down to the minor leagues while they insisted on playing that scrub Torrens, Alvarez had 3 or 4 hits last night, 4 RBIs and 2 home runs.
Oh, see, there you go.
I just want to clarify, 2 home runs last night is more than Torrens, the other Mets catcher, has on the year.
I know.
That's what my idiot Mets have been doing. So, you know, maybe Alonso hit 2 last night. He became the all-time Mets home run leader. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I mean, it's not an impressive number. Now, the Mets haven't been around for a million years. But from a Braves standpoint, the dilemma is the Spencer Strider situation. And Spencer was not good. And look, first of all, he's always struggled against the Mets, not record-wise. Okay, he had a couple wins against the Mets when he was a relief pitcher, and he's found a way to win some games against the Mets. He did pitch well against the Mets earlier this year, but as a starting pitcher, before that performance, a starting pitcher against the Mets earlier, before the earlier performance this season, game in Atlanta, his ERA against the Mets was over 7. Now, it came down some to about 5, and that includes the relief performances. Again, you take the relief performances out, and, you know, before he became a starting pitcher, and it's still not good, but he's found a way to win games against the Mets. He's won games. But last night, he gave up 8 runs and I don't know how many hits, and he just got shelled. And he does not look himself. I think that's clear. He does not have the velocity. We've spoken about this. There's no more 100 miles an hour or anything close to that. You know, he's hit 97 a few times, but for the most part, it seems more like about 95. The other part is his control has not really been there. You know, this is a guy who like a DeGrom, threw hard and had a great slider, but also had pretty good control. Maybe not quite DeGrom-like, but had pretty good control. That seems to have left him, and, you know, and he's getting behind hitters, and I think that's part of the problem. You know, again, a few of these guys in the Mets lineup have been particular nemesis to him, but I think you do have to wonder at this point when or if we're going to see that Spencer Strider again. Now, I'm not giving up on that from a Braves standpoint, just to be clear. I'm not planning on moving him or any of that stuff. I know there's a lot of conjecture on Twitter last night and that type of stuff. He came off a serious injury. You've got to give him time to see if he can return to being that guy, unless there's something that you're seeing firsthand that tells you maybe can't. But other than that, and then you want to try and, you know, deal damaged goods. But other than that, you know, you have to wait this out. I mean, you know, initially when he came back, he wasn't even throwing 95. And, you know, and he talked about the fact that it was his overall mechanics. And you can understand how, listen, you don't throw the ball 100 miles an hour with control and with the type of slider he had without absolute mastery of body mechanics. You know, of all the finer things that have to come together. Well, he seems like he's lost some of that. And so I don't know if it's so much the injury now is keeping him from throwing 100 miles an hour, the injury is, or whether it's just his overall confidence level and his overall mechanics that's not where it needs to be. And I think you just have to grow that out and let it play out and give him time and see what happens. I don't know how you feel about it now, though. You don't feel great about what you're seeing from him. You know, as you look ahead to next year and you want to think, well, you know, Strider and Schwellenbach and Sale and the SS and S boys, and there's just, you know, good luck to everybody else trying to go against them. And I understand that logic and that thought process because that's how I view it. But, you know, Sale will be a year older. Schwellenbach is going to come off an injury. And Spencer Strider is not yet Spencer Strider. And I don't know exactly when he's going to be, but I'm still a believer that he will be. Again, is he ever going to throw, you know, hit whatever he was hitting, 101, whatever he was hitting, 102? I don't quite remember what it was, but it was over 100. Is he ever going to have that velocity again? I'm not sure. But you could still be really good with the stuff he has if he just masters his throwing motion again and that his control comes back. Because I think even more than the top end velocity, which is a factor, with his velo being down, I think even more than that, it's his control, which always seemed pretty precise and doesn't seem precise anymore. He's getting behind a lot of hitters. He's walking hitters. I think getting behind hitters is leading to some of the home runs he's given up. So, again, it doesn't look good right now. Last night was probably the worst performance he had. But he's better. He's better than that even now. But I think you just have to wait this out and assume that by next year he'll have found himself again. Even if it means he's not throwing 100, 102, but he's just mastering his control and all the elements of his mechanics. Sort of like DeGrom has done now. You know, DeGrom is intentionally not throwing 103 miles an hour anymore in an effort to save his health. You know, and but he's still so good at the other elements that for the most part it doesn't matter. He's still baffling hitters. And I think Strider can get to that point whether he ever gets all the velo back or not. Walt Iptula, Road Rage, quick break.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club begins its 44th year this football season. Every Friday at noon, the Touchdown Club meets at the gorgeous Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. They recognize offensive and defensive players of the week along with the coach of the week for the 8 Anderson County high schools. Each meeting has a keynote speaker from college or NFL fame. Please RSVP for your meal. Tickets are first come, first serve. Visit Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook for more information.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The countdown is on. 17 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Klubnik takes the shotgun, snap, wants to throw. Underneath, has it complete. That's going to be Moore. Turns it up to 15 to 10, 5. Touchdown. It's another big first quarter for Clemson. 2 seconds left in the quarter. It's 16-0.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Attention, it's time for the morning announcements. Make sure your parents are aware of the Ingalls Tools for Schools program and ask them to link their Ingalls Advantage card to our school. Remember, you have to do it each year. Now please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit BLOCHAVEN.com for more information today.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome up to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me give you a little heads up on something that's going to be happening here next Friday. All right, so today's Wednesday, so you have 9 days to prepare yourselves for this. Break open the piggy bank that you've been that you have up in the attic. Break open that piggy bank because we're going to start the Tigers for Tata's auction next Friday. With one particular item. I don't have all the details yet. I'm still working on that. I'll have more details in the upcoming days. You'll probably hear more about this everywhere throughout the station. But this particular item, as all the auction items are going to be auctioned here from 3 to 7. So I'm just going to tell you right now, you will want to be tuned in if you're a Clemson fan and you have a bankroll. You will want to be tuned in next Friday because we are going to have a very special auction item that is going to include a tailgating package. I don't know all the details of that yet, but it would appear it will be, tents and coolers and chairs and everything else, a parking pass, and four consecutive seats in the lower bowl for Clemson LSU. So big. Good luck trying to get four consecutive seats, quality tickets in the lower bowl for that game. But I am going to have them here next Friday, and that package will be up for auction. So, start breaking open those piggy banks. Start getting ready for this because, again, this could be the only auction item, okay? Tigers for Tata is not officially underway, but we had an opportunity here. Thanks to some great people to be able to offer this package. So this will be our initial Tigers for Tatas offering, and that is coming again next Friday. So 9 days from now, if Clemson and LSU has eluded you so far in terms of being able to garner tickets or four consecutive tickets or what we have to offer you, we have elite lower bowl seats. We have the parking pass. We have a tailgating package. And again, there will be more details to come. But that will be available next Friday right here from 3 to 7. So I'll start that auction at 3, and I'll probably, I'll put a deadline on it. I'll probably close it at 6 or 6:20 or something of that sort. There will be pressure on it. And like always, anytime I do an auction here, the final time is the final time. And there won't be anybody allowed in even 2 seconds after the initial, after the final bid. That's how I do it. It's the only way it's fair, and I'm going to keep doing it that way. So I warn you about this all the time. There is, anytime I auction an item here for the Tigers for Tatas campaign, there is some inherent pressure to act. And if you don't act, if you snooze, somebody else grabs it. That's the way it is. It's not like I don't have three of these. I have one of them. One of these packages next Friday, 9 days from now, is going to go to some lucky Clemson fan. Or I suppose some hateful LSU fan, which you don't want. You don't want. There's another reason you have to make sure that a Clemson fan gets it. You can't have four people in yellow or whatever they call their color
sitting next to you
in the lower bowl. So yeah. Texter says, I have no idea what that means. Texter 607. I don't know what that means. But I appreciate your prior text. I don't get that Texter 607. You'll have to explain that. That's because of Ramona's choice of song right there. Is that it? I guess that is. Texas said, I want Walt to auction off some of my stuff I need to sell. I'll pay commission. LOL. Well, we'll see what we can do, Texas 710. Let me get to Georgia fan Justin. Justin, how are you, Justin? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I know we haven't seen any games yet.
Yep.
And Georgia's got a pretty slow start to the season. But, of course, I'm excited based off of things I'm hearing about fall camp. Seems like Kirby's motto this year is fire, passion, and energy. You tell me what you think that's in response to. But I like to hear it. Seems like he's very aware. He understands the team mindset. And I think things are going to be different this year. And even in spite of the challenges they had last year might have been his best job coaching, in my opinion, to accomplish what they accomplished. But I am hearing, just based off of reading practice reports, some really good things about the receiver transfers, especially Noah Thomas. It sounds like he's a real dude on the outside that the corners are having a lot of trouble covering. And it sounds like Zach Branch is for real. I know those things will have to play themselves out in the season, but considering they open with Marshall, how much do you think, if anything, can be gleaned from that first performance, considering the competition?
Well, I mean, the competition was good enough to beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame a couple years ago. So, I wouldn't sleep on it completely, and I would value what you see in the game if you see positives. I mean, if Gunnar Stockton plays well, I think that's your most important element, is that you need to see your quarterback play well and garner some early confidence. So for the tougher games, the presumably tougher games down the road. So I think that's what you hope. You hope to build some early confidence in Gunnar Stockton. You know, Justin, and this is not in any way to squash your feeling of of happiness concerning what you're hearing. It's just
bring
you know,
it on.
Well, all I'm saying is, you know, that's true out of every college football camp all over America every single year. Everybody's always positive at this time of year, you know. And if we listen to all that, then everybody would be unbeaten, and you'd really need an expanded playoff. But the reality is that a lot of that talk for most of the teams in America is not going to come to fruition. Whether it does with Georgia is a legitimate question. Look, I think Thomas has ability. He's 6'6". He has ability. I think Branch has ability. I think Young has ability. Young's a 6'6 receiver that hurt Clemson 2 years ago. You know, and I think Humphreys can play. I just don't know why you refuse to play him. At least it seems to me. I know he can catch, and some of your guys last year couldn't catch. I mean, you've heard me say this before. I mean, I think the receiving core for Georgia on paper looks good. In fact, Ramona, do you have that handy, Ramona? I ranked Georgia this year in my receiving room rankings. I don't remember where I put you exactly, but see if you have that, Ramona. But I'm pretty sure I ranked Georgia in my receiving room rankings. So my belief is that those guys are going to play well and that you do have talent in that area. You know, in terms of, you know, whatever Kirby's using as a motivational element to get his team to play hard. I mean, he's always been able to get his team to play hard. So, you know.
Wide receiver room?
Yeah, wide receiver
room. Georgia is 11th.
11th. I put you 11th nationally in terms of wide receiver room rankings. So, and that doesn't even count the tight ends who can all play. Sometimes you forget about them. I thought you forgot about them for much of last year, and then you seem to remember, you know, sometime later in the year that you had these guys. But so there are lots of weapons for Gunnar Stockton. I think what's important and what I'm curious about is the running game. I mean, how is the offensive line going to play? Are they going to play better than they played a year ago? Obviously, there's some changes there. You know, how is the running back room and the running game going to come together to support Gunnar Stockton in what he wants to do? You know, and the other thing you have to worry about a little bit with Gunnar Stockton is, you know, he has a mentality of like a linebacker. And Georgia really can't afford him to be hurt. You know, you have some potential talent beyond him. The kid from Connecticut, Puglisi, he has an arm, but there's no experience there at all. So, you know, I think that's an area that you have to be a little bit concerned about. But, you know, Justin, Georgia, honestly, I've explained this before, but to me, they're like one of the ultimate wild cards in this college football season. You know this. When the whole world thought Georgia was going to win the national title last 2 years, you know, I didn't believe any of that. I did not think Georgia would play for the national title either year, and they didn't. I have you ranked lower this year, but I'm not ruling you out this year. I ruled you out the last 2 years. It was just a combination of things that I saw and really not believing in Beck, and that made me think that Georgia was not going to compete for a national title. I'm not ruling you out this time. I mean, I have you at 7, but I'm not saying you can't win it. I think that you're the team to me, maybe more than any other. You're maybe more than any other in the country that can tilt either way.
Yeah, I think this year has a lot more question marks than we've seen in maybe several years. But with that comes a lot of young, motivated talent, and I just want to see them catch that fire again, like they had with Stetson. And I think they've got a chance to. But it's all got to play out. And you know, totally off topic, but I'll just ask you this as I hang up: if you had to take one wide receiver room out of LSU and Ohio State the last 5 years, who would you take? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Yeah, that's a really tough call. I mean, those are obviously the two best, and you can make arguments for either. LSU is dominating the world of professional football right now at wide receiver. And, you know, and all these guys are utterly sensational. So if you are saying last five from 2024 going back to 2019, and including that group, I would take that group. So, you know, because right now like five of the best six or seven wide receivers in the National Football League are from LSU. And they include Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, who are both sensational players that I don't think anybody fully realizes yet how good those two guys are. I mean, you know, Thomas, in a down year for Jacksonville, in a down year for Trevor Lawrence, had 1,300 receiving yards and double-digit touchdowns. Nabers had, I want to say, 91 catches playing with the friggin' New York Giants, where they had no quarterback who could throw a forward pass. So, you know, that group that LSU has had, I think probably pretty hard to top. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years or on Ramona's desk. Standing water in the crawl space under the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if you don't address it. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Look, even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. They just get worse. So before they do, you call my friends at Canty. They're your fix-all. Call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. All right, when we get back, we're going, again, hardcore college football. But before we do, I have one NBA story that I think is sort of important. And every time I think an athlete can't say something dumber, they prove they can.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We know America is in a health crisis. But when we say that, it can feel distant. It feels big. It feels impersonal. In reality, being overweight, it is personal. It's happening to people all around us. And the effects are numerous among people that we care about. Well, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss are changing the narrative surrounding getting weight gain under control. They're not prioritizing shots or pills or popular drugs. They are prioritizing lasting solutions, learning how to eat, learning how to think about food. They are doing the hard work so that you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine using real food, behavioral coaching, and proven science. And these are habits that will last a lifetime. Literally, you could do them forever. Call today. Set up a consultation. You'll be glad you did that. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings. We've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name